see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
Yes, honey, it is time to turn it down, get a little sultry inside because it's ridiculously cold and not cool. But looking at someone that's extremely good looking, shady, but not being able to say anything, well, we'll take what we can get, right?
Right. It's the kind of weather you want to go and buy some candles and some nice smelling fragrances, put on some Barry White and
do your thing.
Do your thing.
Of course, you want to open up the internet and go to Craigslist and find these ridiculous stories of people that find people that can't say anything to them. So get ready. It's Missed Connections. Shady, I find yours to be phenomenal, so why don't you kick it off?
All right. So this is Men for Women. It's called Come Over and Drop That Badonkadonk.
There it is.
Girl! I'd be in the graveyard if butts could kill. That thing is an atomic explosion of perfection.
Thank you.
I just want to take that thing home and frame it.
Oh my God.
I saw you at my Planet Fitness, and you were on the elliptical machine. Seeing those buns of sweat in the gym is a shame. They belong in a museum.
Oh!
I can just imagine the silky smooth curves of your body. I would have said something to you, but you had your headphones in. I've tried to go back, but I can't find you anymore.
What?
I hope you didn't move gyms.
No.
So I'm hoping I can find that badonkadonk and we can get together and jiggle.
Woo!
That's a beautiful love story if I've ever heard one.
That's hot. Well, it's true reality, honey. Especially on the elliptical with those buns and those tight yoga pants. All right, this one is titled, You Whispered in My Ear. My poofy still quivers from what you said to me. I'm looking for Mr. Frizz 1067, who I met on a hookup site, and we went to town on each other. It was just sex, so normally I wouldn't be trying to contact you, but you had this special moment, and I want to find you again. Your hips were pulsating on me, and I was screaming your name, Mr. Frizz! Ah! Then just as my ecstasy reached a peak, you leaned over and whispered in my ear. It was over the second you said that. I'm still trying to launder the sheets. Oh my God. If you find this, email me and say the same thing you whispered so I know it's you. Oh, gracias. De nada.